The House of Representatives yesterday passed a bill to overhaul the election system and to provide more than $2.5 billion to improve voting equipment. The details of the Senate version of the bill are expected to be announced today. The House vote came a year to the day when the world heard these words.
Good evening. Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd President of the United States. And I promised him that I wouldn't call him back this time.
Vice President Al Gore conceding the 2000 presidential election on December 13th last year, the day after the U.S. Supreme Court voted to end the six-week recount of Florida ballots. Last night, the former vice president was in Florida again, his first political trip back. Gore was filling in for Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle at a Democratic fundraiser. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Well, what a difference a year has made. Gore has barely been visible, and the Supreme Court's presidential choice is riding very high in the polls.
That's certainly true. A year ago today, we thought that George Bush would have a cloud of illegitimacy over his presidency. And today, except for a core of Democrats who still feel angry about what the Supreme Court did, I think that cloud is gone. And September 11th certainly did that for the president. Circumstances have also changed tremendously. Back then, we were in a period of peace and prosperity. Now, we're in a war and a recession. And Bush has gone from being a contested president to a 90% approval rating president, and Al Gore has grown a beard and is in Florida with no public events on his schedule.
What is Al Gore doing?
Well, he is keeping a low profile. September was going to be the month that he was going to come out and have a more public profile. The attacks changed all that, and he decided now is not the time to speak out. He is teaching. He's sitting on corporate boards. He is fundraising for Democrats, as he was last night. He has been to Iowa and New Hampshire, meeting with supporters, driving around by himself with no aides, just in a rental car and a cell phone. He has formed a political action committee, so he is keeping his options open for 2004, but his advisors say that he has made no decision yet, and many Democrats say that beard is a sign that he's not sure if he wants to run again.
And what about other Democrats? What's been the result of Republican presidency for them?
Well, now that you mention other Democrats, Dick Gephardt, the minority leader in the House, is going to New Hampshire this weekend. He's going to be campaigning for a House candidate up there. And speaking of anniversaries, 10 years ago this fall, Dick Gephardt decided not to run for president because back then there was another war. There was another president named Bush. And when that war was over, President Bush also had a 90% approval rating. And when it succeeded, Bush looked invincible. And if you remember, back in the Persian Gulf War, Democrats hadn't supported the president, and they were intimidated. No Democrats wanted to take on President Bush's father, the first President Bush, except for an obscure governor from a small southern state, and that was Bill Clinton. Now, this time, with this war and this President Bush, things are very different. We have a situation where there's no daylight between the Democrats and the president on the war on terrorism. And that's one of the things that has freed Democrats to criticize the president on domestic policy. They've seen polling results that have been done for Democrats that show that President Bush's 90% approval ratings do not extend beyond the war. They don't extend to domestic policy. And that's why you see Democrats being critical of the president about Homeland Security or economic stimulus. And they're making some careful distinctions. You heard Dick Gephardt say a week or two ago that President Bush is doing a great job on the war on terrorism, but he's mismanaging the economy. Of course, the Democrats' real targets are House Republicans, since the House is the big prize next fall. But they think voters are making careful distinctions, too. They think there's some split-level politics going on. People support the president on terrorism, but they look to Democrats on domestic policy, and many Democrats are exploring a run for president, and they do not seem intimidated by this President Bush.
So the president has to hope he finds Osama bin Laden or does something to pull the country out of the recession.
Yeah, and that might happen. But I don't think, but his approval ratings, I think, are pretty strong for him. The question is, what about House Republicans? If his approval ratings don't extend to them, they could be in trouble.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.